Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Several state corn organizations have partnered to study battery electric vehicles. Amid greenhouse gas emission reduction mandates, ethanol offers a solution. Colorado Corn Producers Council Executive Director Nick Colglazier.
We partnered with Renewable Fuels Association and a lot of other corn states to fund this project where we took a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, so the PHEVs, and we turned it into a PHEFFV, which is a plug-in hybrid electric flex fuel vehicle. So the idea here is that this can now utilize E85 fuel inside of it, which most cars can't. You have to have a special car that can do that. So we turned it into a flex fuel vehicle.
This study provided integral findings in favor of this project.
Reductions in the lifestyle greenhouse gas emissions that put out rival or even outperform the greenhouse gas reductions that are available with a battery electric vehicle. And now that's a huge finding, because if the goal of battery electric vehicles are to reduce carbon dioxide and greenhouse gas emissions, you've got a winner right here that is not just a battery electric vehicle, but still utilizes internal combustion engine technology, which is very familiar. And it's something that consumers still want because it provides the comfort of what they know.
Along with new technology, according to Colglazier. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.